fans. This is Molly welcoming you back to Season 2 of Mysteries About True Histories. Get ready for more math, more history, and of course, more mysteries. Wow, Max. Can you believe all these famous problem solvers showed up for our graduation ceremony?
I know. Look, there's a pirate queen. Remember her?
How could I not? You were part of a crazy sea battle with her.
Ooh, and there's Pythagoras.
Of Pythagorean theorem fame, which we use more than once to help us solve some tricky math problems.
Don't forget he also invented the greedy cup. If you fill the cup too high, the liquid spills out of the bottom right onto your lap.
Oh, wow, Max. Never mind that Pythagoras is an influential philosopher and mathematician from ancient Greece. You remember him more for his pranks.
Hey, that's because I am the prank master general of the present day.
Uh-oh. Looks like something's going on.
Oh, yeah?
It looks like someone put a pie on Pythagoras' seat and he just sat and... OMG, was that you, Max?
Hey, prankster's got a prank. I call that one the Pi-potenuse.
You are unbelievable.
And unstoppable!
Ooh, look! There's Avitus Zildjian, the master symbolsmith.
From early 17th century Constantinople, now known as Istanbul, Turkey.
Wow, I gotta say, we sure went on a lot of adventures last year and solved a lot of problems.
Yep, but nothing tops keeping the trolls from uninventing ice cream. But you know what's funny?
What?
Ever since we got ice cream back for good, I don't like it as much.
You don't like ice cream? I don't believe it.
It's true. Unless.
Unless what?
Unless it's covered in chocolate fudge sauce!
Ah, is that why Aunt Murgatroyd had the caterer set up a special sundae bar with a giant chocolate fountain in the middle?
You know it! I can't wait to slather yummy, fudgy chocolate sauce all over my ice cream.
So you still like ice cream?
Yeah, I guess so. Hey, see if you can figure out how many scoops of ice cream I've had this past week.
That's easy, I know you too well. I bet you had ice cream for dessert every day. 2 scoops. But since today's Friday, we haven't had dinner yet, and that means I only count Monday through Thursday. 4 days times 2 scoops equals 8 dessert scoops.
Is that your final answer?
Hold on. It won't be that easy. You probably snuck in 2 more servings in addition to dessert. 2 secret servings times 2 scoops equals 4 secret scoops. Plus 8 dessert scoops equals 12 scoops.
Mm-hmm. So is that your final answer?
No. I suspect you got to the ceremony early and had a pre-ceremony sundae with 3 scoops in it. 3 sundae scoops plus 4 secret scoops plus 8 dessert scoops equals 15 total scoops.
Wrong!
Darn it. I went overboard with the secret servings, didn't I?
Nope. You were right about that. What you got wrong is that I had 2 sundaes before the ceremony. 3 sundae scoops times 2 equals 6 scoops plus 4 secret scoops plus 8 dessert scoops equals 18 total scoops.
Yikes! That's an average of 3.6 scoops of ice cream per day this week.
Sweet! I don't feel so good.
Serves you right. Shh! Quiet! The ceremony is starting.
Hello, Secret Order of Problem Solvers. Thank you for coming to help honor Max and Molly for defeating Mr. Conklin and the trolls, and for their heroism and supreme problem-solving skills in saving ice cream once and for all.
I'm wondering if that was such a good idea.
For their achievements, they are graduating from probationary problem-solver recruits to conditional level 1 problem-solvers. In recognition, I will present each of them with an honorary golden medal.
Whoa! Those medals are sick! And so am I.
Maybe you should go to the bathroom.
And miss getting my medal? No way! It's like we won the Olympic gold in problem solving.
Yeah, this is super cool. I can't believe we...
Why did all the lights go out?
think we just lost power.
Stay calm, everyone. I'm sure it's just a temporary blackout. Ah, there we are. As I was saying...
Hey, look! The metals are gone.
They were just here a second ago.
Someone stole them when the lights were out.
It seems we have a mole in our midst.
A mole? Oh no. Please don't make us crawl through a burrow again.
No, not a mole like the burrowing animal. A mole like a spy.
A spy? In the order of problem solvers? So like a troll mole?
I wish the mole were a troll, but alas, the trolls aren't sophisticated enough to infiltrate our organization.
Well, if the mole isn't a troll, who could it be?
This could only be the work of the Pogs.
The Pogs? Who are they?
The worst. For years, they've been sneaking and slithering into our cherished institutions until they slowly take them over. Their ultimate goal is world domination. Compared to the Pogs, the trolls are a piece of cake.
Or a scoop of ice cream.
The Pogs sound scary.
That they are.
Is that why all the problem solvers are leaving?
Yes. They're rushing back to their own times to prepare for battle.
But wait, what do the Pogs want with our metals?
I'm not sure, but it can't be good. Sorry, I have to go. We gotta tip the Pogs have infiltrated the Oshkosh Central Library. See if you can find the metals and report back.
Okay, so first we had trolls.
And now we have moles, who are actually agents of the Pogs.
Who aren't looking to create chaos, but instead want to take over the world.
Let's take it one step at a time. How do we find our stolen metals?
No idea. I think we should just think up a plan over a nice bowl of ice cream.
What about your stomach?
It's much better. But to be safe, I'll only have one scoop.
What is it?
Look! The chocolate fountain isn't working. It must have shorted out during the blackout.
I don't think so. Look, there's a note pinned to the fountain.
It's a riddle. You can find me in a toolbox, cousin to a nail.
I can lift liquids up a fountain or over hill and dale.
I was used first in Egypt to irrigate Nile needs.
Then later brought to Greece and named after Archimedes. The answer must be a clue to where our metals are.
Hang on. Why would super evil Pogs leave us a riddle? What if it's a trap?
Trap or no trap, if we want to find our metals, our best bet is to follow the clues.
Fair enough. Here's the first line. You can find me in a toolbox, cousin to a nail. So, like a hammer?
When it says cousin to a nail, I think it means something similar to a nail, but not exactly a nail.
Like a screw.
Great thinking, but what screw can lift liquids up a fountain or over hill and dale?
What's a dale?
Think it's a valley.
I've got nothing. I was first used in Egypt to irrigate Nile needs.
I'm guessing ancient Egypt.
Probably. Egyptians have irrigated land with water from the Nile River for millennia.
Maybe the last line will help. Then later brought to Greece and named after Archimedes.
I've got it!
Why are you drinking all the leftover chocolate in the fountain?
Because we have to take apart the fountain, and I don't want it to go to waste.
Take apart the fountain? Why?
Because the answer to the riddle is an Archimedes screw. It's a screw large enough to lift liquid up its ridges when partly submerged and rotating.
So like a straw, but instead of suction, it uses rotation.
Exactly! Archimedes screws are commonly used at chocolate fountains to lift the liquid chocolate from the bowl underneath to the dome on top where it flows down. Even though they were used to irrigate land in Egypt, they were named after the ancient Greek philosopher and mathematician Archimedes, who used them in the design of Syracuse, the largest ship built in classical antiquity. You want any of this chocolate?
I'll pass. And you should stop eating too. Come on, let's pop off the dome and see what's going on underneath.
Can you see anything in the Archimedes screw?
No. Hold it. I think I see something. It's a key. covered in chocolate.
Must be to one of the rooms in this hotel.
I doubt it. Don't all hotels use key cards now? This is just a regular old key. Ooh, wait, there's an inscription on it. It's a math problem. 3 times 33 plus 104 times b squared all divided by b? Oh boy, I better write this down. 3 times 33...
Hey, I know this one. 3 times 33 is like adding 3 plus 3 33 times.
Or adding 33 plus 33 3 times.
Or calculating 3 times 30 plus 3 times 3.
All valid ways of solving 3 times 33. Let's go with the last one. 3 times 30 equals 90.
And 3 times 3 equals 9.
So, 90 plus 9 equals...
99. Going back to the equation on the key, we need to add 104.
99 plus 104 is the same as 99 plus 100 plus 4. 99 plus 100 is 199.
Plus 4 equals 203.
Now we multiply by b squared to get 203b squared.
And then divide it all by b.
Which gives us 203b?
Maybe it's a hotel room number.
What room number in a hotel would be 203B? And would use a regular key and not a key card?
A room in the basement!
Ah, here it is. 203B. It works!
Wait, are you sure you want to know what's behind that door? Those pogs sounded pretty gnarly.
What choice do we have?
I know. You open the door, and I'll do a soccer karate kick.
Or we just take a deep breath and open the door.
Hi-ya! Huh. Nobody's here.
Say, what's that glowing?
The medals!
Well, that was easy. Max and Molly 1, Pogs 0.
Don't celebrate too early. There's another note.
Not another riddle.
It's not. Sorta. The note says, one of these is real and one of these is fake. How can you authenticate?
Didn't Aunt Murgatroyd say the medals were gold?
Yes, but... Hey, you can't eat the medals too!
I'm not eating them. I'm biting it to see if it's made of gold.
You know what gold tastes like?
No idea. I saw it in a movie once.
Can you please take it out of your mouth? Thank you. Let's inspect them. Maybe they look different.
They look identical to me.
Let's measure. Maybe they're different sizes.
Even if they were, how would that tell us which one is real or fake?
Good question. We know the real metals are gold, so chances are it would weigh more than a fake one. I know with jewelry they sometimes layer gold on top of a cheaper metal so it's more affordable.
We need to weigh the metals. But where can we find a scale? Wait, I know. I guess the hotel chefs aren't too worried about the pogs.
Let's find a food scale before one of these cooks realizes we don't belong in the kitchen.
Got it. Huh. Both medals are exactly 203 grams.
Oh, well, I'm out of ideas, Max.
Maybe the two medals are the same. Maybe it's all a ruse by the pogs to distract us.
Maybe. Or maybe we failed. I feel so dense.
Dense! That's it!
You don't have to rub it in, Max.
No! Archimedes! He discovered a method to measure the volume of irregular shapes by submerging them in water, which he used to calculate the density of a crown his king suspected wasn't pure gold.
Density! Max, that's brilliant!
Why, thank you. Thank you very much.
The formula for density is D equals M divided by V, or density equals mass divided by volume.
All we need is a measuring cup big enough to submerge the metals in. Then, we can measure how much the water rises to determine the volume.
Since both metals weigh the same, whichever has the lower volume will have the higher density, and bingo! That's our real metal.
For the first metal, the water level rose 12 centimeters.
The water level rose 10 centimeters for the second metal. The second metal is the real one!
Hey, why is the ballroom so dark?
Maybe there was another blackout?
Surprise!
Huh?
Wait, what about the pogs?
Oh, the pogs are real and very dangerous.
But this was only a test, which you both passed with flying colors.
Oh!
Molly, you already have your medal. Here, Max, this one's yours.
Thanks!
You are now officially conditional level one problem solvers. Max, why are you biting your medal?
Just testing.
This episode of Mysteries About True Histories was written by Dan Gold and voiced by Dexter Danger Mayo, Molly Smith, and Sheila Morris. Original music by Brian Suarez. Our associate producer is Max Kamaski. Technical direction and sound design by Josh Hahn. Mysteries About True Histories was created and produced by Adam Tex Davis and Jerry Colbert and is an Atomic Audio production.
You're listening to ICANN. Oregon Coast Aquarium is a journey from seafloor to shore, and we're offering a wave of new experiences. This summer, you can hone your climbing skills in their new nature play area. Then head over to their outdoor amphitheater to meet a cast of animal ambassadors, or view their headwaters feature to follow a raindrop's voyage from the mountains to the sea. You can plan your next adventure at aquarium.org.